Okay, so we are in Siman Resh Tes Vav. We just have one or two more things left. Last thing we talked about was Bracha Levatala. Now we want to talk about whether there's such a thing as an Amen Levatala. So does that exist? Does that exist? So the Shulchan Aruch writes explicitly that if you hear a Bracha Levatala, then you may not say Amen. What about when there's a machlokas? And some poskim say, say this bracha, some poskim say, don't say a bracha. And we don't say the bracha because safik brachos l'hakel. Let's assume for a moment, though this is not pashut, we've talked about it, that the reason for safik brachos l'hakel is because the safik of iser motzi shem shamayim l'shav. So if that's true, so just like I can't say the bracha because of the safik, so maybe I shouldn't be able to say amen for the same reason. Or would we say no? Saying, even though it's true, you don't say an amen for bracha, shena tzricha. Somebody says, bracha levatala, you don't say amen. But there's no such thing as an amen levatala. And therefore, even if this is a bracha that I would not say because of a suffix, I know that there are great poskim, great rishonim, great chachamim who say the bracha. And memela, why wouldn't I say amen? What does it hurt to say amen? Have I been over on lo sisa if I say amen when really this is a brach shen tzricha? What are the consequences? Of course, vade brach levatala, you don't say amen. But safek brach levatala, so is there a problem? So the Bir Halacha deals with this in our simen on Resh Tesvav. And the Bir Halacha says, yeah, you should say amen. He writes, im echa noeg ezadeya, ba'osadeya lo hutcha lagamri. Somebody says a bracha based off of an opinion, and it's not a totally wrong opinion. Example, somebody who's mesayim their bracha of borei nefashos baruch ata Hashem chei ha'olamim, like the Yerushalmi, and some Rishonim assume that way. So he says, you'll say amen. Now, are you chayiv to say amen? No, we would say safek amen lakula. But still, there's no iser. And it's not avadei bracha levatala. According to some Rishonim, it's the right thing. And therefore, you should say amen. That's the view of the Bir Halacha. So does everyone agree to this? Some say maybe you shouldn't say it out loud. Does everyone agree to this? So Rav Avadia has a tshuva, a couple of tshuvos, where he disagrees with this. And I thought we would look at some of his rayos and see, you know, what are the rayos and what would we say? So probably the first most important raya he brings is from a tshuva Rambam. The tshuva Rambam is talking about a city that suffic, whether it's mukafes choma, miyamos Yeshua ben Nun or not. And in this city, they lane the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, and they say a bracha on both. And Rambam says you absolutely cannot say a bracha on both because it's a suffic, and suffic brachos lahakel. And he writes, Besov Dvarav, B'chol mi she'ona amen al brachos levatala, o bracha she'yesh safek b'chiyuvan, umatiran lelo shikol das, hareze asid litenes adin. So all the people that say the bracha in the city, or that say amen in the city, asid litenes adin. In other words, you're doing something wrong. So, says Rav Avadia, you see from here, that if there's a bracha that you would not say because of safek brachos l'hakal, then you shouldn't say amen either. So what would the Prima Gadim, what would the Mishnah Berurah say back to this raya? So I think they would say that there's a big difference. The Rambam is saying over there, what they're doing is absolutely wrong. It's keneged the halacha. The halacha is that you don't say amen in this, you don't say the bracha in this case. It's true. You don't say the bracha machma safek, but still, bottom line, the halacha is you don't say a bracha. No, there's no shita that would tell you say a bracha in this case. It's not like it's a machlokas haposkim and they're following their poskim. No, everybody would say that this is not a bracha that you're allowed to make. And therefore, we say that if you say a bracha in this case, b'makom safik, it's an isser. And if you say amen to such a bracha, that's also wrong. But in a case where it's a machlokes, and especially where the person saying the bracha is doing what he should do, he's following his mesorah. right? Let's give an example. Is Svardi is in an Ashkenazi shul on Rosh Chodesh, and they say bracha on Hallel. So the Svardi does not make the bracha on Hallel, unless you're Moroccan, maybe. Right? Svardim doesn't make the bracha on Hallel, but he would acknowledge that an Ashkenazi should make the bracha on Hallel. That's the sheet of Tosos. That's what the Ashkenazim do. So that being the case, it's not like the case of the Rambam. The Rambam saying what they did is absolutely wrong. Here, that's not what we do. Okay. What other raya does he bring? So his next big raya is from a Tshuvas Yachan Uvoaz. Now it's interesting. I didn't realize this until I looked up the Tshuva. So the Tshuva is, Yachan Uvoaz is not, it wrote the famous commentary on the Mishnah. That has nothing to do with Shishel's Tshuvas Yachan Uvoaz. Yachan Uvoaz, the Tshuvos, there were written by the grandson of the Tashbates and the son of the Rashbates. So they were in Algiers. So late Rishonim. And they're talking about the practice of making Kiddush in Shul Friday night. The brief background is that the Gemara assumes that people used to make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. And even though we paskin in Kiddush Makom Suda, that's because there were guests that would sleep or eat in the Shul. So they would be outside with the Kiddush that they would make in Shul. So the Rush says that, well, nowadays, we shouldn't make Kiddush in Shul. Why? Because that's a bracha shein tzricha, since there are no guests eating and sleeping in Shul. And other Rishonim disagree, Rabbeinu David and many others, Rabbeinu Yonah, and they have a bunch of different explanations why they disagree. But whatever reason, they paskin they should still make the Kiddush in Shul. So the Tashbates, he quotes the Tashbates over here, and he says, you know, we really paskin like the Rush. We paskin like the Rush that you're not allowed to do it. He writes, Vadoni zikni morenu harashbat zal, Vadoni mori harav zal, lo hayu onin amen, v'chein anunogin shalol lanos amen. We don't say amen. Oh. So this is already more close to our discussion, because the Tashbates would acknowledge that it is that there are some Rishonim, I would imagine, that do say you should still make Kiddush and Shul, right? And nevertheless, he says that you shouldn't say Amen. So this would seem to be much more relevant to our question. So is it a definitive raya? Maybe it is. And maybe the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah didn't see this Yachan Uvoaz and they would have changed their mind, or maybe they'd say we don't paskin that way, but the Yachan Uvoaz is certainly against the Mishnah Berurah. Could be. It might be that even this isn't a raya. Why not? So it somewhat depends on your attitude to a sugya and to a machlokas. I'm going to overly simplify now. And I saw this point was made by an article on this topic. When Rishonim, for the most part, and sometimes Achronim as well, and it's not always true for Rishonim, but again, it's sort of an oversimplification. When Rishonim argue with each other, so they see their Shita is right and any other Shita is wrong, right? Like the Rush by Kiddush at the Shul, right? The Rush quotes that Rabbeinu Yonah says you make Kiddush in the Shul, and he says, if you do that, if you follow Rabbeinu Yonah, you're making a bracha levatala, right? I'm right, he's wrong. Shine. But that's not our attitude. Our attitude is much more elu velu divrei Elokim chayim. Both of the Rishonim are right. Okay, we need to figure out what to do. And we have klalei hora'a to figure out what to do. We're not deciding who's right. We're not saying the other sheet is wrong. We're just saying what we do. Sort of a manifestation of this is, you know, if an Ashkenaz, if a Sephardi asks me the halacha, I'm not going to tell them what I do. I'm not going to tell them what the Rama says to do. I'll tell them what the Mechaber says to do. I'll tell them what I understand a Sephardi should do. And likewise, an Ashkenazi asks a Sephardi posek. For the most part, that's what they're going to do. Why? Because again, we're not figuring out who's right. We're figuring out how should a person be nohag. Who's right? They're both right. But now we just have to figure out what to do. Again, it's It's an oversimplification. I don't think it's exactly precise, but along those lines. So that being the case, so maybe as well, you can't bring a raya from this Tashbetz, because this Tashbetz held that the view of the Rush is right and the other views are wrong. So you say, the other views are wrong, then you shouldn't say amen to his bracha. It's true. He'll acknowledge that the people who held those other views are great poskim and tzaddikim and talmid chachamim, but in the end of the day, his perspective was they're wrong. So what does that mean for us? But from our perspective, that's not the case. It's not the pshat for the most part. So sometimes it is, but for the most part, it's not like I think that. I might not say the bracha because of safik brachos lahakel. But it's not the pshat that I think that the person who says the bracha is wrong. And therefore, I would make an amen to their bracha. Just to sort of maybe show a little bit how much this is so, there's a discussion. Rav Moshe has asked the following shaila. Rav Moshe has asked, what about if you're in a shul that they say hallel with the bracha on the Leil HaSeder in shul, and that's not your minhag? So he says, okay, so you shouldn't say bracha at the very least, but if people will notice that you don't say bracha, then you should say bracha. You don't want to offend anybody. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Pesachim, Kufav on the base. The Gemara there says that they asked, who was it? Forgot. One of the Amoraim to make the Kiddusha Arichta Shabbos morning. So he didn't know what they meant. Did they mean that they actually made the Friday night Kiddush? Or did they just, it was a joke, they called it the long Kiddush because all it was a barker at office. So he had this great thought. He would, he sort of made the barker at office, and then he was myrich a little bit, did some chazanis. He saw people started to drink. Chazi lahu saba de gacham b'shasi, kari anashi achacham enim b'rosho. Good. And what would have been, and then he knew that it was just a joke when they called it the Kiddusha Rechta, Kiddusha Rabba. So now, what would have been, let's say, had he not seen that person start drinking, what would he have done? So the Rashbam and the Ran all explain, he would have made the Friday night Kiddush. Aye, that wasn't his minhag. All right, but that was their minhag. Aye, it's a bracha shen tzricha. No, because you should follow the minhag makom. Now, if you really held that this was a bracha levatala, you wouldn't be able to do it, presumably. So, elamai. So, and therefore, alachas kama v'kama, when it comes to amen, that we should, if I think that this person is acting correctly by making a bracha, right? You're Sephardi. And this shaila comes up more commonly for Sephardim because there are many more brachos. There are many brachos that Ashkenazim make that a Sephardi doesn't. So let's say a Sephardi man sees an Ashkenazi woman making a bracha on a lulav. So he acknowledges that she's acting correctly by making a bracha, even though his wife doesn't do that. So that being the case, then you could argue that even the Yachin Uvalas would agree that you make the bracha. Be that as it may, as I mentioned, Rav Avadia argues that from these sources, one place where he has it, the Tshuvas is in Yabia Omer, Chilak Aleph, or Chaim Simon Chavtes, where he argues, he gives also the example, he tried that you wouldn't make Amen. I had some Ha'aros on Rav Avadia because he brings a Raya from the Prima Gadim in Simon Chav Hei, it's Eshel Avram Sifkat and Yud, that he says, you don't say amen. This is by the bracha on tefillin that the Sephardim don't make. Because if you look at the Prima Gadim over there, the Prima Gadim doesn't say you don't make an amen. He says tzarchian if you make an amen. And that's consist, you know, the way Rav Avadia quotes the Prima Gadim Then there's a stira in the Prima Gadin, so the Prima Gadin and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in our Simon. And then Rav Avadia also, he makes it sound like there are many Achronim that say this, but V'chein kasvu shar Achronim k'mosh kasvu b'kaf achayim. But if you look up at the Kaf Achayim, again, it's Simen Chaf Hei Sif Katan Mem, it doesn't quote a lot of Achronim. It just quotes the one suffix of the Prima Gadim and the Pischei Olam. It's not like a lot. So I don't know. I'm probably missing something there. But that it seems to be a Machlokas HaPoskim. Okay. A couple other quick Amen Shailas. One very common Amen Shaila is what to do when you have an Amen in the middle of your learning. Let's say, for example, you're davening, you're learning in a shul, and there's a minyan there. Should you say Amen? Why wouldn't you say Amen? Because it's going to distract you from your limud, right? If every time you hear a bracha, you say Amen, right? You're trying to learn, and they're doing chazas hashatz, they're doing berachas hashachar, whatever it is. Do you have to say Amen? So if you look in the poskim, there are basically three approaches. Some say that you say Amen, even you don't say Amen, even to brachos, to Kaddish, Kedusha, Barcho. Why? Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. So since I'm learning, I'm pater min ha-mitzvah. Fine. It's not necessarily straightforward, osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. We know that the rules are a little different when it comes to learning. But nevertheless, the basic idea is if you're learning, you just learn. And you don't have to answer Amen if that's going to distract you from your learning. The second school of thought says that, we'll go the other extreme, that no, of course you have a mitzvah to say Amen. You should say Amen to every single bracha. And we don't really say Osek B'mitzvah for learning. Okay, if you don't hear, you don't hear. But you have to pay attention. It's a mitzvah and you should do it. And then there's like a middle school of thought that says when it comes to Kiddush and Baruch Hu, you should answer. But all the other brachos and the like, you don't have to answer. So you take a look at the contemporary poskim on this. They bring down different answers. The Buchacher over here in Simon Reish Tess Bav says that when you're in the middle of learning, if you don't answer Amen because it's going to distract you, Ein B'zeh Avon. And then the Tshuvas Divrei David is the Chalek between different types of things. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says as follows. This is what I generally do. This is quoted in Halicho Shlomo Perek Tes Sif Vav, and similarly in the Shevet Halevi Chelak Tes Simen Mem Gimel, that if it's going to cause Bittul Torah to answer Amen, so then it's going to prevent you from being able to learn properly. You don't have to say Amen. But when it comes to Kiddush and Modim, you should answer. And the reason is because it's like a bezayon if you're not mitzdarif to the tzibur. So therefore, you know, if I keep on learning and everybody else is saying kedusha, so then that's a little bit of bezayon. Now, if I'm so involved in my learning that I don't even hear the kedusha, fine. But if I know they're saying kedusha, I should get up and answer. And the same thing for modem. Just like we say, that's one of the reasons why you want to make sure the Gemara says that you're not davening Shmona Esrei still while the Tzibur gets up to Modim. Okay. Another interesting discussion is the question of shame belaz that comes up over here. The Mishnah Berurah writes, V'adim n'hotzi ha-shem b'lashon laz l'vatala v'hainu shelo v'daro shevach v'hoda'a gam kein yesh iser. So this is talking about the Isser, as we said, about Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that you have to have Mor Shemayim. So when, you know, sometimes a person will say, oh my God, in like a silly way, you know. So that's Isser. That's exactly what this Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Say, oh my gosh. But, and that's because the Isser of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the mitzvah, applies even if it's the laws. And that's Mivuar in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav, and Tamura, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that it's true even if it's the Lashon laws. The Mishnah Berurah notes, though, that the Gedolei HaMefarshim, okay, I won't get into it. If you look at the Dereshu note 27, it talks about how many poskim say Mechika is okay. In other words, if you write G-O-D, then you could be Mochek. Now, that even though when I say God, I have to say it with reverence, just like if I was saying it in Lashon HaKodesh, but when it comes to Mechika, then we're more Kal. That is Machlokas. Take a look at Dereshu note 27. Okay.